This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. Carol Masser along with Corey Johnson. Let's bring back our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson. And you teased and you teased and you teased with Corey Johnson about the IT distributor. So what do you got? You better deliver now.
Okay, I'll give it my best shot. You know, the Internet has brought big changes to a number of industries over the years, retailing and media to name two. Now Citigroup sees the net taking a toll on another business, distributors of computers, software, and other technology products. Analyst Jim Suva wrote about the shift today in a report. As he put it, cloud computing is increasingly starting to disrupt the distribution business. He cited three arguments. One is that increases in companies' technology spending are going for cloud-based software, security, and data analysis rather than hardware. Second is that businesses are going to the cloud for new programs. Means they don't have to buy machines as they once did. And the third challenge is that distributors will have to focus on the cloud in future mergers and acquisitions. And in his view, the shift may make it harder to add to earnings through deal making. Now, Suva cut ratings on four distributors and their shares are all lower today. Arrow Electronics has fallen 4.9% and Avnet has lost 2.6% after being lowered to sell from buy. Synax has dropped about 2% after being cut to hold from buy. And Tech Data, which I mentioned earlier on, down 4.9% after going to sell from neutral.
Which is interesting. Right after Ingram Micro announced that it was going to be sold to a Chinese company. So, you know, Ingram Micro, one of the biggest of these companies, getting taken out at a premium right before this bad news really hits the tape.
And that would explain why Ingram Micro's rating was left unchanged at Citigroup at neutral, which is typical for takeover targets.
Dave Wilson, thank you very much.
Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
We're going to find out what parade he's talking about. Vinny Catalano is back with us, president and global investment strategist at Blue Marble Research, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio here in New York. Nice to have you back with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So what rain, what parade?
Well, last week we had Warren Buffett take issue with Carl Icahn and Carl Icahn's concern about a day of reckoning. And in his statement that he gave in an interview, the thing that struck me was that Warren Buffett was talking about interest rates and low interest rates and the positive effect it has on stock valuation. Mm. What he left out of the equation, which we discussed when I was on last in April, is why rates are so low. And what does that mean? What does that say about the broader economic environment that we're in? Should that not be a factor in determining whether or not stocks are justified in selling at what is historically very high valuation levels?
What did he see that isn't there? What's the mirage?
Well, the thing, what he did was he applied what I call Wall Street rules. Okay. These are axioms that many in Wall Street distill a complex economic and financial and investment environment down to a handful of what they call heuristics, rules and rules of thumb, in which you apply them to investment decisions. We all use heuristics. We couldn't possibly function in life if we didn't distill everything down to a couple of the key things that work for us day to day, like coming into this room, for example. You cannot think about everything that's going on here. You only have to think about what really matters. Well, in the investment world, that's what's done there as well. And most average investors, including some major CEOs that I've taught lessons to, including a couple from Fortune 100 company, they don't understand the mechanics of how Wall Street analysts, portfolio managers, and strategists do what they do. What I tried to get down to is, here's a perfect example. Interest rates are low. Input valuation models mean higher price earnings ratios. But when you look at where interest rates are low, why are they so low? That's the issue that he left out of the equation. And I thought that was sorely lacking, unfortunately.
Why are they so low in your view? There's been a there was actually a fair amount of stories on the Bloomberg terminal this morning that I was reading, and I'm like, is it all just about lack of supply and lack of liquidity, and that's why rates are staying low?
Okay. I wouldn't look at the rates directly themselves. I would look at what they are representative of from the broader economic environment, and what you have in that regard is you have, and sadly I don't see many talking about this, you have an excess supply of just about everything due to globalization and technology, and you have insufficient demand due to fiscal policies that are just not there to help that that demand factor. And the combination of the two is very depressing upon overall economic activity. That explains a lot of why you have low growth in many, many economies, and because of interest rates. And one of the aspects here, which Stephen Roach brought up in regards to negative interest rates, is that if you have negative interest rates, you force banks to make loans. They make loans for more supply, which puts more depressant on supply, which then presses prices down.
Wait, I don't get that.
Yes.
So negative interest rates forces banks to make loans. So they're already making loans.
They're not making enough, though.
So negative interest rates make them issue more loans. I guess that's the goal, right?
That's right.
So they issue more loans. Companies produce more. But so just in the aggregate, that's the notion that, that leads to oversupply?
That leads to oversupply.
And that leads to deflation.
If they lent money like the helicopter drop would, you know, everybody talks about, that's a different story. That hits the demand side of the equation. But if they lend money for more supply, that just feeds upon itself more pressure upon
prices.
But
doesn't it do both? Aren't those companies that are going out there doing capital expenditures, doing R&D, aren't they spending money to do that with other companies?
Yes, but they're adding to more supply, and that's the greater issue. That's it. Yes, it does lead to a certain degree of increased activity, but it doesn't go to the consumer spend side of the equation, which is really what we need, or things that lead to, like infrastructure spending, that would be helpful for the overall economy.
You know, because there's a story that looks at Denmark specifically, where rates have been, I think, below zero longer than anywhere else.
Right.
On this planet.
Sure.
And the assumption is that with rates so low that people are going to borrow more and save less. But what they have found out that's not indeed happening.
That's
that
right.
This negative rate environment is kind of freaking everybody out.
Sure.
So they're, as a result, saving more.
Right.
Because they're concerned about kind of what's to come.
Yeah, the concern here, I would think the larger concern is what James Bullard brought up many, many years ago in his Seven Faces of the Peril. And that is that you can have a deflationary environment and a deflationary mindset that starts to kick in. And that would be the larger concern. And that's where Buffett didn't go with any of his comments. And I thought that was incredibly disappointing.
Interesting. Something to think about on this Monday. Pretty heavy stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah, as always. Finney, thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Catalano, President and Global Investment Strategist over at Blue Marble Research, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio here in New York City. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, we've got an update on today's trading session in just a moment, right here on Bloomberg Radio.